Scaling 3 times in 6 months is the window where most structural damage gets done. Not because leaders make bad decisions, but because they make good decisions for the company they had, not the one they're building. Here are the failure modes worth taking seriously at your stage. Using customer-facing teams as a buffer instead of a signal system. The temptation at your stage is to let support, CS, or account management absorb customer friction so that product and engineering can stay focused. It feels efficient. It's corrosive. You end up with a customer team that's physically or culturally isolated, unplugged from the product conversation, tired of escalating the same issues, building workarounds that become technical debt. The canary in the coal mine is when support stops being everyone's job and becomes their job. At 40 people, you still have the organizational surface area to prevent this. The fix isn't a process, it's a norm. Every function owns a customer relationship, not just the customer team. Building org structure before you've proven what actually needs to scale. The instinct when headcount triples is to architect functional pods, clear ownership, defined sandboxes. The trap is building the structure around today's work rather than the proven value-creating activity. You end up delivering a diluted experience to many teams instead of a complete experience to a few. At your stage, the safer move is identifying the 1 or 2 things working well, the motion that's actually converting or delivering value, and staff around that comprehensively before scaling everything else. Concentrate your best people on your best opportunities rather than spreading talent thin across every function simultaneously. Trying to solve organizational chaos before the momentum justifies the fix? This one's counterintuitive. Fuzziness about roles, overlapping responsibilities, unclear sandboxes, these are real and they breed real unhappiness. But the mistake is treating them as top priority fires when you're in a blitzscale moment. Every structural fix you implement now has a short shelf life. The org will look different again in 90 days. What holds a fast-scaling team together isn't organizational clarity. It's the sense that you're building something that matters. Invest in the why before investing in the org chart. Tell people what decisions you're making and why, even if you can't solve the underlying ambiguity. That transparency buys more goodwill than a reorg A. My read on your situation. The highest leverage mistake to avoid right now is probably the first one. Letting your customer function become a silo. That's irreversible at 40 in a way that role clarity isn't. Structural messiness can be cleaned up later. A culture where customer problems are the customer team's problem calcifies fast and becomes load-bearing by the time you notice it. The stress test on this advice, if you're in a B2B motion with a long sales cycle and dedicated CS, the isolation risk is lower because cross-functional deal work naturally forces interaction. If you're product-led with a support function, the risk is much higher. Move fast on this one. What does your go-to-market motion look like, and which function are you most worried about getting wrong in the next hire wave?